Okay, so we are in Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav. The last Mishnah we learned was Mishnah Vav. Over there in that Mishnah, we discussed the halachos of when people eat together. The last halacha we learned in that Mishnah was that the one who makes the bracha... After the one who makes the bracha at the end... the one who makes the bracha at the end is also going to make the bracha on the basarim that comes at the end of the meal, even though he may not be the most chashav one at the table, since he was one who started with the berachas hamazon, he'll be the one to end with the bracha as well. We continue on in Mishnah Zayin. This is a very interesting Mishnah, and it starts a very interesting topic of halacha, which is actually quite confusing. Maybe we'll cover it more extensively tomorrow, but we'll start with the basics this morning. Hevi'u lefanav meliach batchila upas imo. They bring somebody, at the beginning of his meal, a piece of very salty fish. And along with the salty fish, they bring him a slice of bread. Now, the reason why they brought him a slice of bread, because the fish was very salty, and it would not go down very well. It would hurt his throat on the way down. So he would use bread just to calm the effect of the salt. But ultimately, what he was eating was a piece of fish. He needed bread to help the fish go down. The halacha is, Mavarech ala meliach upoter sapas. He makes a shahakal on the fish, and the pas does not get a bracha. Now, this is a big kiddush, because generally we know the halacha is the pas. Make a bracha on bread, everything comes along with it. But here we're learning a halacha of ikar and tafel. Something is the ikar. You have a tafel. Something which comes along, it's kind of just basically secondary to the original food, then you do not make a bracha on it. The Mishnah explains, Shapas tefelelo, since the pas is tuffel, it's just a secondary item. Zeaklal, the Mishnah gives us a rule, Kal shehu ikar, v'imo tefela, mevarech al ikar, potes tefela. Whenever you have your primary food that you're eating, you have something that's secondary that just comes along to accompany it, you will make a bracha on what your primary food is and not make a bracha on what comes along with it. Now, just to give some basic pointers in these halachas in Siman, there are two halachas in Shulchan Aruch, where two simanim in Shulchan Aruch, where these dinim are spoken about. In Siman Reish Ches, it speaks about mixtures of bread, different ingredients that get mixed into bread, and this halacha is brought down in Siman Reish Yud Beis. In Siman Reish Yud Beis, Mechaber writes as follows: Kol shehu ikar v'imo tefela. That's the lashon of our Mishnah. Whenever you have a primary food, and along with it comes a secondary food to accompany it, mevarech ala ikar, makes the bracha on the ikar, upoter sa tefela, and he exempts the tefela, the secondary item. Bein mi bracha shalafanea, bein mi bracha shalachra. You do not have to make a bracha of hamotzi before eating the pas, the bread, and you do not have to make a berkas hamazon, you do not have to bench on the bread. Yes? Okay, so we'll try to discuss specific examples soon. But I think we'll probably argue about most of what the bread is for. Yeah, so we'll see. I think the classic example for this would be a kichel and a herring. So if you have a tam-tam cracker, you know, everything tam-tams, it could be that you really want the taste of the cracker, and that's why you specifically bought that type of cracker. But generally, the egg kichel, that really is just a spoon. In such a case, you'd make a shahako. But let's just finish this halacha. This doesn't make a difference whether the ikar is m'urav, it's one big mixture, and it's not necessarily recognizable. Ella afilu kol echad levadi. Even if each one is noticeable, which is the case that we mentioned, afilu pas shuchashim mikol, even bread, which is the most chashiv of all, im hutafal kagon sheochol dag meliach. Our case, person eating a piece of shmaltz herring, ba'ochol pas imo. The person has a slice of bread together with his very salty piece of fish. Why? Kadesh liyazi kenem begrono, shouldn't hurt him in his throat as it goes down. Mevarech al dag upotar apas kivin shuhutafal. Person makes a bracha on the dag, and he makes a shahakal and no hamotzi. Now, just this halacha, we should point out, first of all, is this is clearly talking about a case where the bread was brought here not to be eaten on its own, it's brought to enhance the second food. If the bread is part of the ingredients, and it's there to be important, there's halacha in Siman Reish Ches, which discusses that even if it's the miut, even if it is the minority part, it's going to be a mzonos or hamotzi. We'll discuss that more in detail tomorrow. But just in terms of this halacha here, the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows: Kol tarovus shnei minim. Whenever you have a mixture of two items, sha'echad hua ikar v'asheni eno ba'el wasaknu lachshiro. You have two items. One is the ikar. The other one only comes to enhance it. Oh, afilu shnei mikarin. Even if both of them are important, ela sha'echad meruba michavero. But one of them is the majority. The halacha is harov wa ikar. The majority is considered the ikar, and you will make a bracha on the majority. Now, he writes something interesting, which was pointed out, that even if each one is clearly recognizable in its own state, nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends either on what is the majority in the mixture, or what is the most important part of it. Now,
what about your kavan? If you have that,
we'll see. And now, where does this halacha come from? The Shaar Tzion writes that this comes from a Prima Gadon. The Prima Gadon is of the opinion that even if it's noticeable, even if each piece is noticeable in its own right, nevertheless, you're going to go after what is the most important part. Now, he writes the Chai Adam disagrees. The Chai Adam writes, if you have two parts of a mixture and each one is noticeable, you're going to have to make two separate brachas. Now, Rabbi Yashiv tries to make a Rabbi Yashiv al-Vasham, he made a pshara, a compromise between the Chai Adam and the Prima Gadam. The way he explained this was that it depends what's going on here. Sometimes you'll have a plate of fruit. If you have a plate of fruit, let's say you cut up pears and apples and oranges. So it's a plate of fruit, it's one big mixture, so all those are going to be ha'etz. Let's say you can throw in something which is going to be adama. Okay? A cantaloupe. You throw in something, or let's say you put some vegetables in there. You throw something which is going to be adama. So now, are we going to say that we go after the majority of what's more chashev? So says Rabbi Yashiv, no. Because each piece is chashev in its own right. So of course, just because it's mixed together doesn't mean that it now loses its name of what it is. You have to make hadama on what's hadama and ha'etz on what's ha'etz. The only time that this is relevant is if you have something like a challant. You have a challant which cooks together for a long time and eventually everything shears the same taste. Now the question is it shahako because it has meat? Is it hadama because it has potatoes and beans? Or is it mizonos because it has barley? So that's where this discussion is going to be relevant, where even if it's each piece is nicker, you can tell what's what. But says Rabbi Yashiv, this is going to be the case where if the majority is barley, or the most important part of the challant is barley, of course it's going to be mizonos. But if a person happens to have a big, huge roast, and he threw in some barley and some beans just to fill it up, but the most important part of the food over here really is the meat, so then in that case, he's going to make a shahakal on his challant. And getting back to the case of herring, if a person has a piece of schmaltz herring, person's eating herring. People don't sit down to eat crackers. After davening on Shabbos, people get together to have some herring. They're sitting down to eat herring. Now, they're not going to eat it with their fingers, so they'll eat it with a cracker. Now, depending what type of cracker, one could argue that the cracker really lends to the taste. In such a case, it would be mizonos, but the ikar halacha would be that if a person's eating a piece of herring, and he's just having a cracker along with it to help it go down or to help him hold it, in such a case, you would make a shahakal on the herring, even though he's eating a cracker. Have a wonderful day.